You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
So I've been going to a lot of concerts recently. It started with
our... You think
our...
you're so cool?
What the fuck?
Oh, what? I've just been going to a lot of concerts lately. I'm just a concert man.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm the lovely Karen Lee Potter.
The lovely Karen Lee Potter. You're looking floral and radiant today, Mother.
I know. You guys, we're going to put this up on YouTube, so check it out there if you aren't able to see how gorgeous I look.
Are you putting this up on YouTube? I didn't know that we're putting this on YouTube.
I'm putting it on YouTube.
You're putting it on YouTube. You're doing the editing and the uploading.
Everything's going on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh,
and
good.
Little clips will be on TikTok.
Yeah.
This is the wish list.
We're hoping to get our system in order again, but
yeah,
we're chugging along.
We're chugging.
Mom, let's dive into the question of the week.
Oh,
shall we?
Okay. Hi. Hope you had a great weekend. Have you ever had a hilariously awkward sexual encounter during a family holiday or gathering? We'd love to include your stories on this show.
Okay, let me just say, when we text this out to our listeners, is it weird that we start it, like, out of the blue?
People don't even know. Sometimes they go, who is this?
Who is this? And then it's, hi, I hope you're doing well. I'm wishing you the best. And then just launch into the sex question.
Yeah.
You think it's too jarring for them?
Well,
when I'm writing it, I'm like, is this too much? The people just getting this, and they can get this at work.
I know we had this discussion about, you know, should you make like small talk first and then go into something, or should you just go right into the meat of the matter, I'd rather do.
When did we have that discussion?
Oh, maybe you weren't part of my discussion.
What the fuck?
Was this a discussion
with yourself or what?
I had a discussion with someone about
our texts?
No, about in general, when you were sending a text to someone, do you make some small talk first and then launch into something, or do you just go right launching into
You're talking about like some pleasantries?
Yeah. Like if I have like to change an appointment for like a massage, yeah. Do I have to say, hi, how are you? Can you change the damn appointment for the massage, or can I just go launch into how's next week look?
Okay. And where did you land on that?
I'm doing the pleasantries.
You have to make it a little kinder.
Did say something nice here at the end.
You added
a PS.
Okay.
While we are a bit late to the Thanksgiving game, we just wanted to say we're grateful for you! ! You're big on exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Your responses and support has made this year so special. Little prayer hand emojis and then says much love! ! You're always, by the way, when you were
exclaiming.
When you were a little boy, you send letters from camp.
Yeah.
There must be 20 exclamation marks.
I like to. Why state things when you can exclaim them? That's a quote. You should write that one down.
Oh, I'll be writing it down.
You should put that out on our TikTok and all of our social media pages with all your work on this. Why state things when you can exclaim them? I also want to say that applies the sentiment I had about thanking you guys for being such supporters of the show applies to you listeners. Thank you for supporting us.
Exactly.
We're grateful for you.
Sneaky freaks.
We wouldn't be doing this without you, quite honestly, because I would say this is not a lucrative business.
Why would you say that, Cam?
Because we make zero money from this. We break even.
For the last 8 years, we have made no money. And we just keep coming back for more. It's like, what the hell?
And we're doing it for the love of the game. And
love
mainly because
game.
You guys, because this, you seem to enjoy this. We enjoy this. So why not do this?
And when I get little messages saying, where have you been? I've seen these messages everywhere, like on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. People are always saying, where have you been? We love your show. We love your podcast. And then it warms the cockles of my heart. And I'm like, well, let's go do it.
You're always talking about the cockles of the heart.
The cockles.
Anyway, if you want to get on this text thread where we randomly message you out of the blue a sex question that you probably don't want showing up at your work, give us a text right now at 310-356-3920. I also want to recognize that we're about 5-7 minutes into the podcast at this point. And one of your intentions before we started the podcast was to pay attention and not derail the conversation.
I already derailed.
Yeah, multiple times.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I did intend not to derail.
That was the intention.
But I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to derail because if I try to remember it later on, the brain fog takes over and I can't remember it.
Yeah. I think it's also important that we acknowledge we set intentions before every podcast that we record. We have a whole ritual where we dance to William Onyebor's When the Going Is Smooth and
when
Good.
When the going is smooth and good.
This is a little behind the scenes information for you.
Yeah. So if you guys want to know what we're doing, we're dancing.
We're dancing. And then we set intentions while we dance. And today my mother's intention was, you know, not to derail the conversation. Pay attention.
I didn't say it negatively like that.
You said pay attention.
I said just pay attention.
Yeah.
Because I tend to drift
stay
off.
Stay on track.
I want to stay on track.
And mine was?
Be playful.
No.
Oh.
Enter a state of play with you.
What the hell difference is that?
There's a very big difference.
What?
Being playful is a very different thing than to go into a different alternative state with someone of play.
An alternative state of play is the same damn thing. You're just, you know, if you guys can't see him, he's got, for some reason, a gaucho hat on.
Yeah.
A floral top, which I'm sure he bought it. At like Goodwill.
No, Crossroads, close.
Same difference.
No, it's an upscale Goodwill.
Upscale Goodwill.
Yeah.
And you're looking like an Argentine.
I'm letting out my Argentinian flair.
I love it.
All right, let's go into the fucking question. What was the question?
Oh my God.
What was the question?
It
was
Here we go again. All right, I'm going to read it one more time. Basically, have you ever had a hilariously awkward sexual encounter during a family holiday or gathering? We'd love to include your stories on the show.
Okay, so have you had an awkward sexual encounter during a family outing or gathering?
I'm sure I have, but I just wanted to... I thought I'd share with you something that happened at our last family gathering that was kind of sexual, but kind of not.
Okay.
So my brother, first of all, we were at my sister's house in Chicago, and I'd like to say thank you very much for hosting it. But she has, for some reason, her bathroom door.
Yeah.
There's a sign that says, close the door, but not too hard because you might get stuck in here.
Yeah.
So this has been going on for years.
I don't understand. Every Thanksgiving, we see this.
Every time I come over there, you got to worry. And it literally is a legitimate fear of mine that I will be locked in a bathroom because it happens to me quite frequently.
Right. So you're not supposed to lock the door.
So my brother decides, I guess some people, I don't know, guys out there, do you do this? My brother, who is probably, I think he's close to 60 years old, he doesn't stand when he pees. He sits on the toilet when he pees.
Sometimes I'll sit when I pee. It's a nice thing to sit down, take a load off, and just sit there while you urinate.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. It's familiar.
Yeah, maybe you need a little time for yourself, and you don't want to just, you know, stand and make it a quick piss at the urinal, you know?
Well, I think he does this normally. I don't think
every time he pees?
I think so.
Really?
He's, you know, it's like my buddy, my dog. He never lifts his leg up. He always pees like a woman.
Like a woman dog?
Like a female bitch.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so make a long story short. This is humongously long story short. My brother sits down after Thanksgiving and decides to pee. And my mom, who, as you know, she needs full-time help.
What do you mean, as they know? No one knows.
Well,
that.
My mother's 91. And
okay,
she's,
no one, no, they don't care.
She's got some issues and she can't, you know, do a lot of things for herself. So she has a full-time caregiver with her. And this full-time caregiver decides to just open the door to go to the bathroom. She sees my brother like half naked on the toilet. And she screams out with her hands like to her face, like the Home Alone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And my brother was like mortified, okay? Because he was like exposed.
Oh my God. So here's, okay, a couple questions.
Yes.
First of all, did they ever speak about this again afterwards?
I guess they did not.
They didn't talk about it?
But something happened later.
No way.
He was at my mother's house.
With the caregiver.
With the caregiver, same caregiver, a few days later. And he goes to say goodbye to my mother and gives her a kiss on the cheek. And my mother says, why don't you give the caregiver a kiss on the cheek as well?
Why?
I don't know, but my brother said, in lieu of what just happened in Thanksgiving, I felt very awkward about going.
No fucking way.
Very awkward. Awkward situation.
Very awkward. Why is Nana trying to set up?
I don't know what was going on there. I don't know, but it was
hilarious.
It was anyway. That is my hilarious, sexually weird encounter because I don't think
your sexually weird encounter.
Well, I had my brothers. I spoke for my brother because I didn't really have one, and I don't know. Do you have one?
I have never hooked up with someone in the presence of family or at a
Oh no! What?
I think I've hooked up with someone at a friend's gathering.
Really?
Yeah, like some hand stuff at like a big slumber party.
Well, wait.
Yeah, what?
Where was this?
Yeah,
at someone's home. It's kind of like an orgy like thing.
It was. I think I was staying at a friend's grandfather's house.
Oh my God, that's even weirder. What the
Very
hell?
Weird.
Why were you at a friend's grandfather's house?
Because I think we needed a place to stay, and he had a spot in an apartment that we could stay at, and so we stayed there. And
a bunch of people.
Yeah, not a bunch of people. It was a small gathering, and then we thought that the people we were sharing a room with were asleep, and so we involved some hand stuff to it. Next thing you know, jizzing everywhere. And
you were jizzing at the grandfather's house?
Yeah, I jizzed in the grandfather's house.
Oh, my God.
Why? Why can't you jizz at grandfather's house?
I don't know.
It's fine.
It's rude.
It's rude?
Yeah.
Why?
Because first of all, on the podcast, for those sneaky freaks who aren't familiar with our podcast, Cam has announced that when he jizzes all over the place, it smells like chlorine or something.
I didn't say that. Every time I mention jizz, you say, oh, it must have smelled like chlorine. I never have said
it smells like chlorine. It smells terrible.
I did say that one
time.
So
you got the grandfather's smelly.
And now as I share this story, it dawned on me there's another story.
Oh, my God. There's look at you.
I wonder if I've shared this story on the podcast. I have a friend, one of my best friends. His family, I find very comfortable to be around. Very soothing family. Very calm.
Is it similar to our family?
Zero. this family
is calm.
Is calm. Ours is very hyper, very loud, and very anxious.
Are you speaking about me?
It's the opposite. Yeah. In the friend's family is the opposite.
You don't feel that our house is calm?
Zero calm.
Okay.
No. And so I think I was so jarred by staying at their house because I went on vacation.
That it was so calm that you decided to whack off.
I didn't whack off. I went to their guest bed and went to sleep, and immediately I had a nocturnal emission.
Oh my God. That's embarrassing.
I entered such a state of relaxation at the friend's family's house that I jizzed in the bed.
This is like embarrassing. What do you do? It is
very embarrassing.
What do you do?
I don't know. Well, you can't tell the parents, hey, can you please change the sheets?
No, did you please? Because I jizzed. Oh my God.
Nah, luckily, I think it was just a little jizz and then it was.
A little jizz. It was a little drip. A little jizz.
It was just in the underwear and then that was enough.
Oh man.
Disgusting.
Well.
Absolutely disgusting.
Can I say what happened in your bed?
I forgot about that. Yes.
So your brother
Are you allowed to share this story?
I don't care. Your brother has a bunch of friends staying over.
Unbelievable.
When we had a home back in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And you said, the only thing I ask is that nobody has sex in my bed.
Yeah.
And for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Your brother's friend and his girlfriend jizz all over your bed.
I get in the bed and I'm like, what? What is this? What feels so crusty underneath me?
You went nuts.
I was like out of a movie. I removed the blanket and I looked down, and my sheets, which I didn't even know someone had slept in, were covered with. It's like a huge circle, like a crater of cum.
I was
so floored and disgusted by this experience.
You went nuts.
Of course I went nuts. How do you feel if you came home to go to sleep finally? After a long day of travel and you fucking come back and just jizz all over your goddamn bed.
I don't know, but you never let this kid go.
It could have been piss? Female ejaculate.
Oh, it could be squirt.
A little squirt. Who knows? Vaginal fluids were flying all
over.
What
is the likelihood that he's going to have a girl that squirts in your bed?
Mom, I'm telling you, it was too much. It was not just jizz. It was like a pool. Disgusting. Okay. I guess those are our stories. We thought we had none, but we do.
Apparently, I have none.
I have a lot of jizzing in places I shouldn't be jizzing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
You know, when I asked this question, I didn't know what to expect. And we got a lot more incestual responses than I expected.
Incestual?
Yeah.
And it comes with family.
Yeah, I censored. I should never ask a sex question involving that even has the word family in it. Because next thing you know, there's some of the sneaky freaks pervs in the fucking deep end. I'll say one and then I'll cut out all the rest. How about that?
Okay, let's hear it.
Gary says, yes, I was drunk and my aunt walked in on me jerking off. So long story short, I plowed my aunt, shoot all what? Over her face, and then drank my beer and had a shot. Happy Merry Christmas. Yeah, I didn't love this. Gary, I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear that.
His aunt?
His aunt.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't need to hear that one. I love your responses. I don't need to hear the incestual
Your
ones.
Aunt always talks about how cute you and your brother are.
We're not fucking her and jizzing, plowing her and shooting all over her face and drinking beer and a shot afterward. I love, why? What's with the drinking afterwards? And he's so suspicious of the beer and the shot.
There is one here that's a beach vacation. My wife's younger sister was flirty and bumped me with her nice boobs. Accident? Question mark. Next day, two boob pumps. Second one, obviously intentional. Alas, or fortunately, nothing more happened. Nice to be desired by a younger woman.
First of all, that's from the Elder Statesman Tom.
I figured as much.
You didn't credit Tom for that.
I didn't. You're
so,
right.
So
I apologize, Tom. The Elder Statesman is the one who had little...
What do you do in that situation where
someone
your
inadvertently
sibling is attracted to your partner?
I don't know.
That's a little tricky.
It's more the partner's attracted to, it was mutual, it seems like.
What's with I've never heard of this pushing the boobs against someone.
You never hugged someone and they put their boobs against you?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she was flirty and bumped me with her nice boobs. It's a boob bump.
Okay.
So this is a different type of thing. And then the next day she did it twice. What?
Well, it's a little
BB.
She's
walking a little boob bump. Boob bump. What is she walking in, putting that
like,
the titties
sort of
against
like a,
him?
Like a rooster. He's strutting her stuff.
Okay. Alyssa says, my family gets together on the 4th of July to stay at my family cabin in the Adirondacks. That sounds lovely.
It does.
The cabin is small, so the sleeping quarters are all in one room. That's how would you feel about sleeping in one room with all of us?
I would never sleep a wink.
Okay, so Alyssa goes on to say, one night my partner and I were really horny and he started grinding on me with a hard-on from behind while everyone was sleeping. He had the audacity to slip it in. I was extremely wet and we had to stop and go to the bathroom immediately to get it out of our systems on the bathroom floor. It was hilarious and extremely hot. To my knowledge, no one knows it happened.
I like the way she said he had the audacity.
The audacity. Yeah. He just slipped it in.
Audacity means what?
It means that he had the gumption. The gumption. Yeah.
A chutzpah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She obviously liked it.
Yeah. Well, she says she was extremely wet.
All right.
She was ready to make it happen in the bathroom after that.
And that's our segment.
Just a surprise slip-in? What do you mean that's our segment? I collected these. There's two more.
Okay.
You're done with this? You could have done the editing of this document.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said at the beginning that you're just going to read one because they're all incestual.
No, I didn't say that. This is another one from Andy. He says, I was at my girlfriend's parents' house in northern Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. Very topical. Could have been recent. And that Friday night, the two of us were on the floor under a blanket and I decided it would be a good time to finger bang her. So I'm rubbing in such like a madman, trying not to move my arm so her mom and brother don't see what's going on. She's biting her lip, pretending she's stretching. And as she's about to come, her dad walks in from outside, looks at the two of us and says, it smells like sex in here.
Oh, my God.
As far as I know, we were never found out that time.
Bullshit.
I guess it was long ago. It
smells like sex in here.
I don't think I'd have a strong desire to ever finger bang my partner when my family's in the room. Would you?
No.
I can imagine it's a dangerous thing, you know. Maybe that's what's turning them on.
Right.
Yeah, but
the whole danger thing.
So the smelling of sex, that is a smell.
I forgot which artist sang a song called Smells Like Sex. Anyway.
Last one, Mom.
Okay.
From Dominic. At a family gathering, not sure if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving. Another one of these. Very topical. I'm glad I asked this.
Well, usually when family gathers, it's a holiday, Cam. It's not that unusual.
You know, it could. Maybe it was maybe Veterans Day or something.
Well, someone said 4th of July.
4th of July. Yeah, exactly. Not sure if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, but we found out while talking with my wife and grandma that my wife and I are related.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a fucking surprise. That's a shocker.
Oh, my God.
Could you believe that?
What do you do then?
You're sitting there, you got a wife of maybe 7 years, and then you find out that you guys are related. Unbelievable.
I would tell you what right do you now, do in that situation? I would tell you right now that my boyfriend D's, it's like the biggest nightmare he's ever had.
Is finding out you're fucking your sibling?
He would kill himself.
Well, I mean, what do you do in that situation? I think I would continue on as normal.
I mean, like my grandmother and her sister married two brothers. That's different though.
Yeah, I'm talking, I mean, how related are they? You know, second cousins, I'd be totally fine. Who gives a fuck, you know?
I just assume related means more than just second cousin, maybe. Oh,
who knows? It really depends.
Back in the day, I'm sure that a lot of cousins married cousins.
And at that point, I mean, I guess it would change whether I want to have children moving forward.
Well, yeah, you don't.
But maybe you already have children at that point.
Maybe it's a real complicated situation. Oh my God!
Who knows? That's a scary conversation to have. Thank you for sharing that, Dominic, and thank you everyone for sending us your sneaky freak answers. If you want to participate in the sneaky freak question of the week, give us a text 310-356-3920. Mother.
Yes.
What's going on with you? Well, what do you want to update us on?
I would. First of all, I just like to be let it be known that I was in Chicago for this holiday, as we know, and it was 21 degrees and the windshield was blowing.
Was a weather report right now?
I just want you to know that I am way too thin-skinned to be in Chicago when it's cold out.
You get maybe an hour every month now because we're down to once a month, okay? And this is what you want to talk about, the weather in Chicago?
All right. Well, anyway, back after I left there, mm-hmm. back to Los Angeles,
yeah,
I decided to treat myself to a bidet.
Oh, wow. Yes, this is huge.
Huge.
Yeah, this is huge.
Well, it's not
this
really.
This is worth talking about.
Yeah, I used to have bidets, freestanding bidets.
You look at you, like a queen.
Like a queen. I had a freestanding bidet. And one time Deez was visiting and he had never seen a bidet before.
Yeah.
And there's like a lever for the hot and there's a lever for the cold water.
Yeah.
The squirt up you, whatever.
Yeah.
He sits down, doesn't ask me how to turn it on or anything, turns the hot on full blast and burnt the shit out of
my, it. I just puckered when I heard that.
Well, he will never go on a bidet again, which I don't know why you were encouraging him to do after you tried it, but okay. I'm not.
So you bought the fanciest bidet I've ever seen in my life.
First of all, I didn't buy a fancy bidet. It's a toilet seat.
Okay, it's a toilet.
It's called a Toto? Toto's the brand.
Okay.
I am not getting sponsored by Toto, but if you want to.
I'm going to tell you, I tried this out. It is the most luxurious anal experience you can ever experience.
Well, this is what I'm getting at.
I've never seen anything like this.
Basically, you don't have a hot and a cold. It just all comes out hot, I think. But I think you can regulate
the temperature. Definitely can weather. Temperature, pressure, positioning. The seat itself is warm. Well, that's a lovely
feature.
Let's
just talk about how I got it installed.
Okay.
So it's just this toilet seat cover, okay? So I get this guy. I'm not going to mention names in case he's listening to the podcast. But I think he has some like neurological condition.
You don't think he's going to know he's the one that installed your fucking toilet seat?
Well, I don't know. Anyway.
You think you not mentioning his name, he's not going to realize that you're talking about him?
Well, let's just call him Joe, okay?
Okay, very, very surreptitious. Okay.
So Joe puts this together. Now, while he's putting it together, I'm listening from the other room and he's going, every time he turns like the screwdriver one notch, he goes, oh. It literally sounded like he was either taking a shit or having sex with himself, probably, because no one was in there, obviously.
Why is he moaning?
It was unreal. It got to the point where I was feeling so awkward. I started laughing. I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
he's
my
moaning
God.
And he's grunting.
It's a clown move.
It was a
I would love to see that. I would have died.
I don't know.
I would have died.
It gets worse because then I come in there and finally he says, it's all ready to go. I'm like, well, I don't know how to use it. So he's like describing, you know, you put the spout this way if you want the front, then this is for the back. And this, it was just like a very embarrassing thing, especially in lieu of the sounds that were coming out.
Okay.
So today I had some other guy come over.
Why are these people coming over?
This guy came to fix the refrigerator.
What's going on?
I happened to mention to him that I got this bidet. And he says to me, I don't even know how that works. Do you have to be a woman to use it? I'm like, no, you can be, it's for a guy too. You know, it's, and it, try describing it to somebody who's never had a bidet experience.
You tell them to go in there and use it?
No, I was thinking I should.
Are you nuts? Just try it.
But then I thought that's really weird.
That's very generous of you.
But I did say to him, it's for both sexes. You can squirt whatever direction that goes back in the
Any
front.
Gender, sex, whatever you are, you can squirt that shit up there.
So you come over.
Yeah.
And you go in there. You come out like you're like you've been reborn.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Absolutely. I mean,
and then
phenomenal.
You text your friend.
Yeah, I texted my friend a picture of the bidet, and he says he's moving back to LA to see this thing.
It heats up. I like the seat heating up.
Tremendous.
Element.
Wow. I did not expect your update is going to be entirely about the bidet.
I'm going to just basically say that there's a lot of poops in this episode.
Oh, God.
There's poop stories, shit stories.
I think I should weigh in here about my life then, if you're going to keep talking about shit.
All right, just go ahead and weigh on in.
So I've been going to a lot of concerts recently. It started with
our... You think
our...
you're so cool?
What the fuck?
Oh,
what?
I've just been going to a lot of concerts lately. I'm just a concert man.
Wait, I did not say it like that. It was with your hostility about this. And second of all, I was about to credit you for starting this role by bringing me to the Daryl Hall concert.
Well, there's a lot of stories in the news about it. I can't go for that.
Can you believe that?
No, can do.
I couldn't believe that fucking Oates is trying to steal or sell his rights to the music, and Hall fucking is suing him.
Unbelievable.
And a restraining order against the guy.
So all these talk shows were talking about like, no can do, like Daryl saying to Oates, I can't go for that. No can do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the one song that they actually did sing.
Yeah. Did they sing that one?
Probably not.
No, I don't think they did.
If they did, he made it into a different tune altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, he should sell the rights while he can. I think Hall should get on the Oates train.
Get on the Oates train?
Yeah.
There's
Enjoy
a restraining
the
order, though. They were talking.
Anyway, I wanted to bring this up because I was talking to a friend, a lady friend, not a girlfriend. Relax. It's a woman who's a friend of mine.
I just wondered.
Yeah, but your eyes are going all over the place like you just saw a fucking messiah. What the fuck was that?
Which friend that was a girl?
A friend who was a woman. What? Making a big deal out of this.
Okay, go ahead.
And she told me that when she's also single. When she's at a concert, you know, she's eye fucking everyone. You know, she's seeing who's around, who's eye fucking, you know. She suggested, why isn't there a singles section at concerts?
I 100% agree.
You agree with that?
Yeah, because I want a handicap section that for me.
You want a handicap section?
Because
you can't move around?
No, it's just I can't see because people stand in front of me.
I talked to another friend and she was like, why a single section? There should be a shorty section for shorties.
There you go. That's what I need, the shorties. But I don't want to stand anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You need a seating section.
I need a seated section where no one's allowed to stand.
Yes. Okay, so there's going to be a single section for me. And so what let me ask you though.
A senior section for me.
A senior section for you. What do couples do when they go to concerts? Are they eye fucking strangers?
No.
What are they thinking? That the whole time they're just only focused on the music and
their partner? Well, let me just say, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but when you have a boyfriend that's got ADHD and likes to talk, if he'll be at a concert with me, and he, from the beginning, when I first met him, we were going to concerts, and he'll start talking to the person to his right, I'm to the left.
Yeah.
And I have to sit there and either stare out in space or talk to the person to my left.
Yeah.
So I start talking. He's talking away to this girl and to his right. I start talking to this guy to my left. The guy was on a date. And let me just say that after a while, the girl that he was with started giving me dagger eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, how dare I talk to this guy? But I was stuck talking to him because otherwise I'm sitting there staring out in space.
Did you tell her that
you were using him to talk to someone?
You had a partner there who was also just speaking gibberish to someone?
Definite gibberish.
Yeah.
This is an issue.
It's an issue.
What do you do? Because I was at an 80th birthday party with him. And we're sitting at a table. He goes and starts talking about MAGA and all the QAnon and all this. This is one person, and I'm sitting there by myself.
Why don't you just tell him, hey, why are you leaving me alone at these functions?
I just went to the bathroom, and I came back thinking, by now he'll get the hint. Nope, he was unaware that I went to the bathroom.
Oh, my fucking God. This is a communication issue between you and these. Anyway,
that, so what do you think about your single section?
I'm fully supporting this and the shorty section.
Well, like when you go to a club type of thing, isn't that the same thing as, you know, you're all dancing next to each other to the music and...
When am I going to clubs?
I thought you went to a club recently by yourself. I went to
a Brazilian club, yeah. And there you're dancing with people even that are coupled.
And you're just groping away.
Groping?
Yeah, you told groping me away? It was a dirty dancing type
thing. I'm not groping away. If anything, I'm getting groped.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I was groped.
You're getting groped. Gosh,
this girl was whipping me around like a little rag doll.
You loved it.
I did love that.
Oh,
all right,
baby.
All right, mother. Any other updates that you need to tell us other than the weather? What?
Okay, I may actually.
So far, your updates have been about weather and shit.
I told you it's gonna be a shitty conversation. I was watching The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I told you in the last podcast episode, I didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
I thought he was a phony baloney, crying his eyes out all the time. Something about him didn't stick. My intuition was 100% accurate.
Oh, my God.
Let me just play a little Katie Couric's interview with the gold. He picks the one that I didn't want him to pick anyway. She looks like Minnie Mouse.
Teresa.
He picks Teresa.
By the way, Golden Bachelor, for those who don't know, is like The Bachelor, but for seniors.
This is why I like younger guys.
Because you don't like this guy.
I don't want to be resorting to the one available 72-year-old guy who is apparently thinks he's all that. I think he's a narcissist. And here's what...
the hot takes over here.
Hot takes.
Hot Golden Bachelor takes from Moot.
Here we go.
Your wife died in 2017. And that's been refuted that, in fact, you had a long-term relationship with someone that started 3 months after your wife, Tony, passed away. So a lot of people are wondering what's true, what's not. Can you help us out with that?
Well, I guess I would say this. I dated a number of women. You know, then it becomes an issue of how do you define if you're in a relationship or not. I guess like any guy, I had a number of dates and it was one or two. But
what about this long-term relationship that, you know, lasted, you know, a couple of years?
Well, it really didn't. But, you know, I want to focus on what's going on now.
Oh, well, let's focus on what's going on now.
How do you know? What if he's telling the truth? What if he's like, yeah, we were just fucking and it wasn't a big relationship. And she was under the impression that it's a big committed relationship.
They were living together.
They were living together?
For 2 years.
They lived together?
It didn't even matter. He came on that show saying he hasn't dated someone since his wife died 8 years ago.
You know,
Tony? Are you freaking kidding me, Tony?
I would like to say this is all Tony's fault, but it is
Tony's the one who died. How is that her fault?
Okay, who's the guy? Is the bachelor Gary?
Gary, but it's not spelled the way your father spelled it.
Okay, I don't think it's all Gary's fault. I don't know why I'm even going on my soapbox because fuck him. But also, I've been on these reality shows. I know what happens there.
Oh, look at you. I've been on reality shows.
What do you think? I can't speak about my life without you.
I'm sorry. I go to concerts
and I was on America's Got Talent. Those are two real facts.
And came in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was on there, they were having me say shit that I did not want to say. They tried to get me to say I'm from Denver.
It's and you were actually from Chicago. Okay. That is not the same. Saying that you came from a different place is not the same.
But they push you to tell these lies because they want the drama. They want the better story. You know, it's a much better story. Look, you're thinking about, he's never been with anyone. How sad. This is, he's like a little underdog that we want to root for.
And then you find out he's a lying cad.
He's a lying cad. But also the show is corrupt as well.
And I feel very good about now I can just toot my own horn.
Okay, toot away.
That I was asked to be on a reality show.
Yeah.
A docuseries, if you will.
I don't know the difference in that shit.
There's no difference, obviously. But anyway, it has to do with, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say, but wide age gaps relationships. And obviously, myself and Dee's being 15 years apart would qualify for the show. But even on the interview that we had for an hour and a half, she was trying to like get us to like spark some drama.
Yeah, stirring some shit up.
Stirring some shit up. So yeah, I thought about it and I thought to myself, do I want to have more drama in my life, which I've already got enough of? And I decided against it.
Mazel tov.
Well, guess who didn't decide against it? Gary. Gary decided to bold-faced lie to all these women. And the saddest part is, and it came down to the last two, and I hope I didn't spoil it for anybody, but it already came out and it's all over the internet. The last two, he had the overnighters. So the one...
Fuck nights?
Yeah, so the girl before Leslie, the girl that was devastated, he told her all these things. He's in love with her. You could see spending the rest of his life with her.
Oh.
And the next night, he goes and finds this other Teresa, and he says the same thing to her.
Oy vey.
And he breaks Leslie's heart. She's bawling her eyes out. It was literally physically upsetting to me to watch this.
Oh. Is it worse than regular Bachelor?
A lot of the comments underneath this Katie Couric interview were like, what do you expect? This is how The Bachelor is. I don't know. I don't watch The Bachelor that often. I tend to stay away from reality TV.
Yeah, for this reason. They try to do this shit.
Because it's fake.
They want the drama.
I didn't expect this. This was really bad. This was like, I haven't had sex in 8 years. And then you find out he's living with a girl for 2 years. They didn't have sex for 2 years. And apparently he asked her to leave his home.
Well, maybe he didn't want her living there.
Basically kicked her to the curb.
I don't know. There's too much speculation going on over here.
A lot of speculation, but I was...
Anyway, do you
I felt vindicated of what I said last time about him.
Do you have any final thoughts about the Golden Bachelor as a show?
Yes, I think it definitely had some. I think it was a good thing that it shows that older people can have relationships and they're not dead once they hit a certain age. And I'd love to see them do more where these girls aren't so dead. I'd like it the other way around. They should put the one who got jilted, put her as the Golden Bachelorette and let her pick from the bevy of guys. Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that Teresa is going to end up with Jerry?
Well, I was looking. Gary? They're getting married.
Oh, yeah, but they
January 4th on TV.
Why do they do this?
I don't know, but they're
so dumb. How long have they known each other?
Who knows? Probably like a couple weeks. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unreal. Why?
I don't know. Maybe I don't even know why anybody would get married.
That's pretty intense.
Everybody was saying, prenup.
Yeah, do they commingle the funds or
all
what?
All the comments were, run, Teresa, run.
So Gary is the one that's going to cash in from getting married.
No, I don't. Yeah, she's talked about having her own business, which may have swayed him to her.
Wow.
She started.
You love the drama of this shit.
I did love it.
Are your friends watching this too?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's watching it.
Everybody's watching. You know who's watching it? Your brother.
My brother watches it. I know this.
Your younger brother, totally into reality TV.
Do you know how far away I am from watching this TV show?
Well, you don't watch TV.
I watched one episode with you over Thanksgiving. That was exciting.
Oh, you got excited by it?
You know, I liked it. I like the... I will never watch it again, but it was fun. It was a fun family bonding experience. Thank you for that update, Mother. Is it time for Hit On or Shit On?
Hit On or Shit On, the segment of the show, which we just determine whether your comments are either a hit on or a shit on.
Okay, what do you got, Mom?
I just took a few that I found here. Oh, this is from Apple user 768823. Loving your podcast. Keep using all the words you want. We appreciate your words.
Oh.
That is in response to me saying that your father told me when I was 21 that
you used up your
I
words.
Used up all my words.
Yeah. This very sweet comment.
Very sweet from Apple comment. User. So what? That's a hit on.
That's a hit on, definitely. It's a very sweet hit on.
James, who is a frequent commenter, said, looking good, I would still bang you after lubing that clam up.
Oh. So I think that might be a double.
It's double a hit on and a shit on.
Well, what do you think is
well, he's obviously saying you need to use lube because right. He's assuming that anybody over the age
you
of...
You got an old clam.
I got an old clam, which is a shit on.
Yeah.
But the hit on is that if I use lube, that he would still bang me.
You know, my friend was
asking... How nice.
My friend was asking me this the other day. She's like, I would like to talk to your mother about what it's like to age as you go through the aging process, what it's like for your sex drive and your sexual functioning.
I would love to talk to her about that.
Well, how would you describe it in general?
You don't allow it to happen.
You don't allow yourself to get older?
No, but that's not what I'm saying. You go through bioidentical hormones so you can skate through menopause, so you can continue to have all the benefits of all those wonderful hormones, because as you age, your body becomes diseased.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What?
You lose all the hormones. You lose your hair, your nails, all that kind of stuff because you don't have any estrogen, or you don't have progesterone, you don't have testosterone. So you add all that in, and you skate through menopause.
And you're fine?
Well, yeah.
Are you still having periods and stuff like that?
No.
But what do you mean skate through menopause?
Meaning you don't have hot flashes, you're not, night sweats, you're not going through all this.
And it keeps the libido going.
Keeps your libido going.
And it keeps the wetness going?
Keeps the wetness going.
Really?
And sometimes sex can be so painful as women get older that literally they don't want to have sex anymore because it's so chafing down there and everything. It's not natural.
So how do you know what hormones to take and all that shit?
You go to a hormone doctor.
You do this?
I, of course, do this.
And then you regularly take these hormones?
I take estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. I take it all. If you guys want more information on it, just check out Karen Lee Potter on TikTok.
You're talking about that shit on TikTok?
I will.
Yeah, okay.
If I haven't before.
All right.
I probably have.
Yeah, you probably should. I mean, my friend was asking to have a conversation with you about it. Thank you, James, for that both hit on and shit
on. Hit on it. Yeah. And then Billy says, marry me, please. Is that a hit on or a shit on?
Why are these all directed at you?
I don't know.
You seem to be collecting only hit ons or shit ons towards you.
Well, I don't even know if that's a hit on, marry me, please. Why would someone want to get married to me? They have no idea what they'd be getting into.
No idea. You don't think that you'd be a wise candidate to marry?
No.
Really?
I'm a pain in the ass sometimes, as you're well aware.
Oh, okay. As you're well aware.
Well, people, you don't want to get married to someone unless you know them. Like, look what happened on The Golden Bachelor. They're ready to marry. And by the way, the two that were left weren't the only ones. They were at least a half a dozen crying women because they were rejected.
Why do they want this guy so badly?
I don't know. He's crying like a whiny bitch.
I love these takes.
I don't have any problem with men who cry like sad movies. And I love that kind of
shit. I love that.
But I don't want a man to sit there and cry because he can't make a decision as which women. Because
he's the one, wonderful. He's the privileged one in this situation.
And then it turns out that he didn't even have he said he was retired or whatever. It turns out he was doing maintenance work. He was running a little restaurant thing. He was doing a bunch of different things. He wasn't just retired.
Okay, why do you give a shit?
I don't like
you
people.
You want when they're authentic. You want them to be
real. I like a genuine human being.
Genuine human being. Yeah, makes sense. Mother, is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Mom, what do we got this week?
Well, actually, you brought this to my attention.
Did I?
Yes, you did. So you sent me an Instagram clip that you thought I'd appreciate and something new and noteworthy for all our fans.
Yeah, I can play that if you'd like.
Please do.
Okay, so this is from the Having Said That show on Instagram. I'm sure it's a podcast too. He tells a story that I think you guys would enjoy. Here goes.
I have a crazy story. This friend of mine, she was studying in Spain. She had a roommate. She started talking to this guy and they were talking for like a few weeks. And the guy was like, hey, why don't you come over? I'll cook you dinner. And she was first like a little apprehensive. She was like, should I go to his house? But eventually she went. He made her like this nice dinner and they ate. And then suddenly she really felt like shitting. And she was very apprehensive. She was like, yo, should I do it here? Like, what should I do? Should I just leave right now? She tells the guy, like, hey, I want to use your bathroom. Is that... He's like, yeah, yeah, sure. Let me just go into my bathroom, make sure everything's like clean and nice for you. He comes out maybe 7-8 minutes later, and this girl has shat herself. She has shat herself, and there's like shit leaking out of her dress and everything. Okay, wait. She's crying. She's sobbing, obviously. He's like, you know what? Don't worry. Just go into my bathroom. I'll clean all of this up. She takes a shower, and she comes out. This dude has wiped the shit all over himself. Stop. And he's like, yo, let's do it.
No.
At that point, she doesn't know what to do. Her friend's just like, leave. Don't stay there anymore. Just leave. So she leaves. She posted this on Reddit. 3 months later, someone replied on that Reddit saying, I went on a date with this same guy and the same thing happened to me. He's been putting laxatives in the food.
He's putting... Oh my God. Oh, shit. Oh my God.
Wild,
right?
No, that's crazy.
He's a threat to society, man.
That is a fucking crazy story.
When I watched that, it reminded me of the guy who wanted to buy my shit.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy is putting, he's inviting women over, putting laxatives in their food, and then bathing in that shit.
That's a real, very fucked distinct up. Kink.
Very fucked up.
But the problem with the kink is that it was a one-sided kink. He did not allow the other person to...
It's not consensual.
No consent with a kink.
It's not consensual. It's really fucked up.
Can you imagine if
he's
you...
He's poisoning these women.
Can you imagine if you went on a date and some girl came... You came out of the bathroom and some girl covered herself in your shit? I think it would traumatize you for life.
It would be so traumatizing and scarring. I don't know what I would immediately have to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd pretty much be all I could do. I would make me very nervous to eat at a stranger's house.
But why would you even think that someone would have this kind of fetish?
I would never think that. But sometimes I do. When someone hands me drinks that I don't know,
you gotta be careful.
I'm like, what's going on here?
Does that happen to you?
Sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe I'll be at a party. I don't know. Who knows? You know. And I get a little superstitious, like a little,
yeah.
Is this person going to poison me? What's going on? Am I going to be?
So this girl's covered in shit.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's covered in shit.
Do you think this story is real?
Yes.
You think it's 100% real?
Who could make that up? It's just as real as a guy who was emailing me wanted to buy my shit.
That is a real fucked up story.
Well, he wanted to eat it.
Yeah, well, this person is fucking bathing in it and wants to fuck afterwards. What is he going to say? He thinks he's going to get a yes with that?
Maybe he's like a war veteran and he was covered in dirt.
What?
And he got turned down by that or something.
No, Mom.
No.
He's insults to all of the war veterans.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of why he'd want to be covered in shit.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that mom's news.
I knew you would enjoy it.
I'm disturbed by that mom's news, even though I was the one who heard it first.
You were the one who brought it to my attention.
It's totally like, disgusting. Vile.
I wonder how many of our listeners go to their parents and say, look, I think you'd enjoy this little clip.
Well, you would enjoy that.
I loved it.
Yeah, you loved
it. I would have sent it to I have a friend and all we do is talk about excrement.
She's going
to
freak out.
She's going to flip. You know who this is.
I know exactly who that is. Thank you for that mom's news.
You're more than welcome anytime. Is it that time?
It's the time of the show where you guys get to feel like Gary on The Golden Bachelor, a proud peacock.
Oh my God.
You get to feel like a guy who's just bathed himself in the beautiful shit that he's wanted for years to bathe in. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
repulsive
or
entertaining
or
snoozeworthy.
It's Cam's Uppers. I had a wonderful experience recently visiting a fellow sex podcaster / friend, Nicoletta Heidegger, host of the Sluts and Scholars podcast.
We shout out to her.
Nicoletta is phenomenal, and she is a trained sex therapist, but also an equine therapist. So I went and visited her on her ranch. And basically, she showed me around all the different animals that are on the ranch. And she kind of showed what it's like to go through an equine therapy session. which is fascinating. It's like using horses to do therapy.
Right.
So I go in the stable.
I love horses.
Yeah. And, you know, the horse, it's amazing. It's like the horse starts like nudging you or doing, it started nudging me. And I'm like, what is this dog? This horse want me to get the fuck out of the stable? And
you took a negative slant immediately?
Oh, what? When the horse is banging its head against you, what do you think is
he wants to be petted.
Yeah, I wanted to be petted.
I wanted you to take him out for a little ride.
That's exactly what the equine therapist will do. They'll be like, okay, so you're interpreting this as a negative situation, but what if I were to tell you this is actually
a positive? Yeah.
And then you discover, well, why is my immediate response to interpret it this way? It's phenomenal. Anyway, this also applied when she goes, do you want to hug the horse? So I said, I'll hug the horse. So I'm just sitting there hugging the horse, and the horse kind of backs away. I'm like, okay, guess, it's not
once
interested.
Once again, you took it personally.
Not interested, huh? I need to leave the stable. No. She's like, no, it just maybe didn't want to get hugged in that way. Maybe wanted a different side or something like that. And, you know, it's
maybe
very
Maybe I had to take a shit.
I think this is, you could apply this to dating in general. Like, when you're on a date with someone, you don't know that well, and they respond a certain way, like they... Maybe they don't want to come over. They don't want to, drink with you. They don't want to, whatever. You can interpret it, they're not interested. Or you might interpret it, they're being a prude. Or you have no fucking clue. You just have no idea.
Same thing with a friend. You haven't heard from a friend in a while.
A relationship of any variety.
You immediately think the friend is ghosting you and turns out they are in their own little world.
It could be that. It could be a family member. It could be all these relationships. It's very interesting. It inspired me to want to bring more open-mindedness to my relationships, where be more curious to know, is if I catch myself thinking, this person must be experiencing something negative or judgment or something like that, to really be curious, is this really what's happening here? Or can I ask and see what's going on? It's nice.
I'm going to take it one step further.
Oh, boy. Usurping the Cam's uppers once again.
Huberman Lab.
Okay.
He talked
another podcast.
Another podcast.
For those science-minded folks.
Especially one who went to Stanford or teaches at Stanford.
Ooh.
Mr. Stanford grad here. Anyway, I'm not talking about me. I went to Lowly U of I.
Okay.
Okay. He, in the last episode, was talking about journaling. The journaling, the way he described a certain type of journaling is that you come up with the 15, 20 minutes of the most negative experiences that you can think of that happened in your life. And that's supposed to be much more meaningful of a therapeutic device than any other type of journaling.
Oh, really?
You listen to the podcast. Learn a little something now and then, Cam.
Why didn't you share that in Mom's News? Instead, you decided to share this video that I sent you with someone getting covered in shit?
That's exactly.
Why didn't you put that in Mom's News? That would have been a great thing to share with people.
I thought it was much more entertaining to share the shit that comes out.
So instead, you take over Cam's uppers to share this information.
No, I was trying to yes and.
You yes and it. You always get the final yes and. You know that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because we're done with Cam's uppers now.
Oh.
Yeah, we're done. That's it.
I liked your Cam's uppers.
Thank you. Thank you. And we've reached the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness.
So I want to thank everyone who has participated in the show, texted us. If you're listening right now, thank you for your attention, your time, your consideration, your care, your generosity of spirit.
Your love.
Your love.
Your ability to shit all over someone.
If you want to support the show, please share this with a friend.
Yeah.
You can also sign up to support us financially at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And we do monthly hangouts. And is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just our social media presence is awesome. We got TikTok and Instagram, and I'm still putting a lot of clips up there.
You heard it, folks.
Yeah, just check it out over on TikTok and Instagram. It's free of charge.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Son.
Love you.
Love you. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having some shit all over your knees.
That's good. You're 2 for 2. You're on fire.
En fuego.
En fuego. All right. Ta-ta.
Bye.